Philadelphia, 1776. 56 men met together and signed a new document. That parchment was to stand forever as a partnership between the living, the dead, and the yet unborn. We call it the Declaration of Independence. Died to make men free. There is a price tag on liberty. The last paragraph of the Declaration of Independence states, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, our sacred honor. Those 56 signatures were kept secret for 1.5 years because they who made the promise knew that they were risking everything, their families, their freedom, and their lives.
Men, 24 were lawyers and jurists, 9 were merchants, and 11 were farmers and owners of large plantations. Still, they did sign the pledge and pay the price. Together to draw up the Declaration of Independence. Thomas Jefferson finished that declaration in 17 days. Congress adopted it on July 4th, 1776. This much is familiar history. Now, here is the documented fate of those heroic 56.
Of the 56, few were long to survive. 12 had their homes looted or destroyed, 5 were captured and tortured by the British before they died, and 9 died in the war from its hardships and bullets. Wealthy trader and planter Carter Braxton of Virginia saw his ship swept from the sea in battle. To pay his debts, he sold all he had. He died in rags. Thomas McKean of Delaware was so harassed by the enemy, he was forced to move his family 5 times in 5 months. He served in Congress without pay, his family in poverty and hiding. And Thomas Nelson Jr. raised $2 million on his own signature to provision our allies. He was never reimbursed by his government. He died bankrupt and was buried in an unmarked grave. John Hart was driven from his dying wife's bedside. He returned home after the war to find her dead, his children gone, his property worthless. He died a few weeks later of exhaustion and a broken heart. And John Hancock stood outside Boston one terrible night of the war and said, "Burn, Boston, though it makes John Hancock a beggar, burn."
I don't know your impression of these men, but I think it's important that we remember this about them. They were not poor men or wild-eyed pirates. They were basically rich men, enjoying ease and luxury. They were wealthy and prosperous, but they considered liberty so much more important than security that they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. They paid the price, and freedom was born.
Amen.